Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed all of us to fast the first day and gain all the blessings. And on the second day of the month of Ramadan, we want to go over the dua of the second day. In this dua, we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma qarribni fihi ila mardatik. وَجَنِّبْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَنَقِمَاتِكَ وَوَفِّقْنِي فِيهِ لِقِرَاءَةِ آيَاتِكَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We've progressed, hopefully, from the first day, and we're moving on to the second day, and so the types of requests we're making seem to be progressing as well. What we're asking, the first passage here is, Allahumma qarribni fihi ila mardatik. O Allah, this roughly translates to, O Allah, get me closer in this month and on this day, ila mardatik, to your, well, in a sense, maybe we can use the word pleasure or being pleased. We're asking here to get close to a stage or a state that we can be in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Now, this concept of the rida of Allah, God being pleased with one, is something that we find in multiple verses of the Holy Quran, of course using different words but from the same root, referring to the same concept. And it's something that when we come across, maybe for someone like myself, there will be a bit of a problem trying to understand this and what's the importance of this. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, when He describes, in some occasions, when He describes the blessings of the hereafter, the gardens, the trees, the streams, the gold, the silver, and what have you, then it says, wa ridwanu Allahi akbar, or sometimes, wa ridwanu min Allah. It says that this ridwan, which is God being pleased with one, is above and beyond. It's better than all of the above mentioned. It's better than the trees, the streams. It's better than the nice, cool, fresh streams of water and other streams of milk and honey and so on and so forth. Something that's a lot more enjoyable. All these other things are not even comparable to it. What is it? It's God being pleased with one. This is a concept that we have to gradually start to understand. And the reason why we don't really understand it is because of the level of iman and faith we're in. If we conceptually try to understand it a bit and want to have it, hopefully that will cause us to get motivated to move on that path. True believers are motivated by this. The most important thing for them is God being pleased with them. Now, what's the core thing that causes us or helps us understand this? It's the understanding of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody develops the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through, well, first conceptually understanding Him, then moving towards developing a different form of understanding where it's a spiritual understanding, they would develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you develop love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the most important thing you want from Him is Him Himself and Him being pleased with you. If we use the analogy of human love towards one another, if you have a friend that you love, if you have a spouse that you love, if you have a teacher you love, whoever it is that you have love and respect for, then what you would really want them to, or the way you would really want them to be towards you, is that you would want them to like you. You would want them not to be upset at you. If you see and you realize that they're upset at you, it eats you up. You don't want them to be upset at you. You'll do anything to get them to smile at you. You'll do anything for them to like you. If you love them, then you really want them to love you back. If you love them and they don't have that feeling towards you, it's going to eat you up. You can't stand it. What you really want is that if they give you all the gifts in the world, that person, but you come to the conclusion, you realize that they don't really like you, then you'll throw all that away. It doesn't matter. If he's not going to like me, or if she's not going to like me, if my friend is not going to like me, then even if they give me all these gifts, it means nothing. I want them to like me. If it's a sign that they're liking me, then yeah, that's enjoyable. It's enjoyable to receive a gift from someone that loves you and you love them, when you know that this gift is a sign that they love you. Otherwise, if it's just making a face, if it's just making you feel okay, if you come to that conclusion, then that's one of the worst things you can have done to you. So if a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they come to that spiritual state, then they will realize that all the streams, all the trees, all that beautiful scenery, without God being pleased with them, or God being pleased with one compared or like some of the best of His servants, that means nothing. If He gives me all of that, but He's not pleased with me, I don't want it. A lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be feeling that way. So we're asking here, O Allah, in this month, help me move closer to a state where You would be pleased with me. Hopefully we develop that understanding, we develop the taste for it, we develop the love for Allah, so that we could truly want this from Allah. وَجَنِّبْنِي فِيهِ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَنَقِمَاتِكَ. This is the reverse of the previous, meaning that we want Him to be pleased with us, we don't want Him to be angry at us. And the result of anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the painful things that can happen to us and He can bring upon us, the naqimat. So Him being displeased with us, being angry at us in a sense, and the result of that, I don't want that. Now this is interesting, and maybe by making a comparison here we can have a better understanding of this. See, it says, please keep me away from your sakhat, your anger, your wrath, and naqimat, a hardship, a difficulty that is the result of sakhat. Okay, it's wrath. In our lives in this world, sometimes we face difficulties, we face hardships. If those difficulties and hardships are not a result of God's wrath and anger, if they're actually a means through which one can develop a closer relationship with Allah, the Imam isn't teaching us here to ask for us not to have that. That would be something that one would enjoy. Imam al-Husayn on the day of Ashura in Karbala is difficult. Even hearing about it is difficult. But that's not sakhat of God, and it's not naqimat. It's difficulty, it's hardship, but it's not niqmah. And therefore Imam al-Husayn is enjoying. That's why they say when he's getting closer and closer, his face is glowing more and more. So we want, if a lover, again, a lover, the worst thing they can imagine of their beloved is that they don't like them, they are angry at them. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from that in this month. وَوَفِّقْنِي فِيهِ لِقِرَاءَةِ آيَاتِكَ. Allah, please enable me, give me the tawfiq to be able to recite Your signs. I was referring to the verses we ayat are usually translated as verses, but I want to use the word signs because that's the literal meaning of the word ayah, and there's a reason for that. Allah, enable me to recite your signs. One interesting thing to note is the caliber of what we were asking prior to this, the marḍāt of Allah, God being pleased with one, and avoiding the sakhat, the wrath of the divine. That the caliber of it is a very high caliber. Okay, it's words that a lover would be speaking to a beloved. Okay, it's a very high status. It's a very high request. Okay. Now here at this point, coming to the idea of reciting his signs, the verses of the Quran. The reason why I want to make note of that is to make us realize and understand how important reciting the verses of the Holy Quran are. If you're looking for spirituality, if you want those high positions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely one at least of what needs to be done is this. Reading the verses of the Holy Quran, reciting those verses, looking into them. Why is this so important? Well, this is why I want to use the word signs instead of verses. When you say verses, it becomes words. Okay, it's just simply some words that we're told God sent this down and revealed it upon the heart of the Holy Prophet through angels. But when you call it an ayah, a sign, they are words, but they're the sign of the divine. In other words, these are very special signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us in the Holy Quran that have depth. We have to read and read and read and ponder and ponder and ponder until we start to see them as signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one starts seeing things as the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that's going to cause them to start progressing and developing towards those very lofty goals that we have in this dua, moving towards the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask all of these, it says, birahmatik, with the mercy of Allah. It's only through His mercy that we can receive any of this. And as it says, the Imam teaches us to remind us that when we are referring to Allah, we should have our hopes very high, by mentioning that He is Arhamar Rahimeen, the most merciful of all those who show any mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, which the greatest manifestation of His mercy is His beloved Prophet, or our beloved Prophet as well, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala, we ask Him through that great manifestation of His mercy and the Ahlul Bayt that He bestows us with the great blessings that the Imam teaches us in this dua. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.